Padre Pio tapped me and healed me. And in the story, we'll see how a number of coincidences line up, and healings as well. Hello, friends of Following Padre Pio. Now, you may have heard of Padre Pio. He was our great saint, a Capuchin friar, a mystic, and a miracle worker. But who was he? And through a series of short stories, we aim to find out. Please do stay tuned to this channel, and we hope that you'll be amazed to see what Padre Pio's intercession can do for you. And we'd also like to thank our protected child of Padre Pio patrons for your support. We're able to develop and grow this apostolate. We'd also like to encourage everyone, if you're new to our channel, then make sure that you have subscribed to this channel, and thereafter you have to click that reminder bell. Also, like our videos and share them with your friends and colleagues to help us with our apostolate. Our story begins with Awanda Setolin, who tells us, "I met and learned about Padre Pio way back in 1960 and 1961. Now, her friend, Ida Selach, she was a friend who had previously been to San Giovanni Rotondo and had met Padre Pio. And when Ida heard that Wanda's father was quite ill, severely ill, that in fact he had been bleeding for several weeks non-stop, she invited Wanda to go with him on a pilgrimage to San Giovanni Rotondo. Well, she quickly agreed, and the very next day they headed out on the journey to San Giovanni Rotondo. Her father had prepared a letter for her to hand over to Padre Pio, so she took this letter with. And on the route to San Giovanni Rotondo, they passed through the Sanctuary of Loreto, and that's where the Holy Family's house is from Nazareth. So they stopped there in order to participate in the Mass. And Ida says that when she entered the door of the sanctuary, there she saw a monk. She said, with large black eyes. And she said, he was staring at me. His gaze made her restless. Well, it does sound kind of creepy. She stopped and stood, and he just continued to stare at her. And they continued with the Mass, and after the Mass, they left, and she did not see him again. Well, they continued with their journey, and she tells us that on the last part of the journey, that is where the road winds up the steep slopes of the Gargano Mountain, there Wanda began to feel apprehension and doubts about even asking for help for her father. At this point, fortunately, Ida chipped in and told her, "Hang in there, Wanda. We are almost there." Well, they arrived at the square in front of the monastery. Everyone disembarked and went across to the church. And there she met Padre Pio for the first time, she tells us. But somehow it was the same monk that she had met at the door in Loreto, the one that had stared at her for so long. It was the same monk, and yet Padre Pio had not even left San Giovanni Rotondo. It's a bit of a mystery there. She said that Ida greeted the monk first, kissed his hand as a sign of respect, and then Padre Pio came to her and said, "My child, you have finally arrived." And thereafter, they participated in the evening Eucharistic blessing. And Wanda tells us, "I stood near the altar, and when the priest raised the Blessed Sacrament to bless us, she said, I fell to the ground. She fainted. And she said, those around wanted to help me, but the saint called out, she must be taken to St. Michael's." It's a shrine to the Archangel St. Michael that wasn't far away. Well, the following day, I went through to the sanctuary of Mont Sant'Angelo. And once again, she said, I lost consciousness there and fell to the ground. So it's a little bit strange. Then they went back to San Giovanni Rotondo. And before they left St. Giovanni Rotondo now, Ida came over to her and told her, Padre Pio wants to talk to you. And Ida also managed to arrange for her with the doorkeeper that they could stand just inside the corridor where Padre Pio was going to pass by. And shortly thereafter, Padre Pio arrived and he saw her very agitated and asked, but why are you crying? And at this, she handed over the letter saying, because my father is dying. At which Padre Pio responded, woman of little faith, your father is healed. It is you who is sick. And then she admits that at that time she had a severe sinusitis and her throat was also badly swollen from a cyst inside. And the priest said to her, bend or bow your head. So she did that. And he tapped her on the head with his fingers fairly hard. And then added, you will go to the ends of the earth, but you will remain my spiritual daughter. So it's some sort of a prophecy. You're going to see the meaning of it now. And then he told her, now you must go to the hospital. But Father, I have to go with the others. I have to go home now. I tell you, he said, go to the hospital. He blessed me and closed the door behind. He went through the door and closed. And she left the cloister and then she quickly went and phoned home to find out if her father was in fact healed. And she was told, yes, the bleeding has stopped. He was 60 years old that time and he died many, many years later at the age of 81. So he was properly healed. Then she went through to the hospital called the Casa Sollevio della Sofferenza and asked to be examined by the doctor on duty. Well, the doctor arrived and found her crying and asked, but why are you crying? Because Padre Pio told me to come here and I'll probably have to have surgery on my neck, she replied. Wanda replied, well, let's take a look, the doctor said. And he made a careful examination and then he inquired, but why would you need surgery? At which Wanda said, I was about to show him the swelling and the cyst on the neck. And then only then did I realize that my throat had in fact returned to normal. She'd been healed. So the doctor added, well, Padre Pio has already performed the surgery while you were coming over here. She went back to the church. She said it was now 5 p.m. and the father was about to bless the faithful again with the Blessed Sacrament. And if we remember from the previous time, she had fainted with this blessing. This time she did not faint. So she had been properly healed. And after that, the group said their goodbyes to Padre Pio. And when it was Wanda's turn to say goodbye, Padre Pio looked her deep in the eyes and he just smiled. And thereafter, we all left. At home, it seems that she had been properly healed because they never had to talk about surgery again. She says, although she always had some pain. She said, now it is 1997. So this is when she was telling the story, September 1997. And she said, I have to say the father relieves me, but he still leaves me in the company of suffering. So she was almost totally healed, but there was always a little bit of pain remaining. Many times I go through the words, Wanda tells us, you will go to the ends of the earth. And I wonder, what did he mean? And then one day it became clear because her husband was transferred for business reasons, professional reasons, all the way across the earth to Brazil from Italy. And they remained there 10 years. Wanda tells us that one day she was cleaning her room and then she smelled a strong fragrance. Well, we know that this strong fragrance is often associated with the presence of Padre Pio. So somehow he was there. And when she opened the door, she says, I saw Padre Pio getting ready for Holy Mass. It was just an instantaneous vision, like lightning. For a moment, she saw this vision. And then shortly after that, she went and turned on the radio and heard that Padre Pio had just died. So she was at the ends of the earth, literally. And Padre Pio had not left her. Still there, showed his presence through this fragrance and through this vision. And we'd like to encourage you, do enroll your mass prayer intentions. We have a mass celebrated every Friday. We bring your intentions there to Padre Pio. We bring Padre Pio's intentions for us to this mass as well. Please do go to the end screen to find out how to do this, or you can click on the link in the video description below.
In nome del Padre, del Figliolo, dello Spirito Santo, così sia. Si lodato Gesù e Maria, oggi e